There, you know, John has done such an amazing job. I mean, him and Mike Delzer, a number of other folks, those just come to my mind. They spent a lot of time out there, extracurricular time, when no one else is looking. And it's so funny, though, because, you know, Pastor Tom was telling John, you need to wear a harness, you need to wear a harness, you need to wear a harness. And John said, I'm not wearing a harness. And so it was fun to watch Tom and him get into it. I was actually enjoying that for a while. And then Pastor John won, and I thought that was pretty cool too. And I don't think a harness would have helped you on that anyway. There, it wasn't. We were trying to keep him on the roof, and he actually stayed up there. He just misplaced his steps. Let's go ahead and. Are you ready yet? Are you close? I mean, like, are you 30 seconds away or 5 minutes away? 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Does anybody have a funny story? Any other funny stories? A good story. A good story. Who? Any jokes or anything? Yes. All right. Tell us, Bob.
Well, during the same time that Pastor John was breaking his wrist, I was trying to paint an exterior door at our house, and I thought it'd be a good idea to take the trim. It has a window in the door. We took the trim off so I wouldn't have to, you know, cut around the trim on the window and everything. And so I thought this was all a great idea. I brought it outside, started painting it, started cutting on the edges and stuff. And so the window is there, and I put the can of paint there, and it's all nice and warm. And I didn't realize it, but the only thing holding the window in at that moment was a bunch of silicone that's getting warm in the sun. Right. And so nothing's holding it anymore. And so then it just goes like this and comes down. The can of paint dumps face down, so all of it comes out on the deck. Fortunately, I had plastic down, so that was good. But I'm yelling at Cheryl and the boys who are watching the game and say, come on, I need your help and stuff. And so then I'm trying to roll it. I bought these roller pads for my roller frame, but they don't quite fit. And so I got one on there, but then it wouldn't roll. So I had Cheryl run down to... Yeah. And so then I had Cheryl run down to Pullman Building Supply, and, you know, and then I'm trying to brush out the edges and everything. And so in the meantime, Alec comes out and he offers the help. And so, well, there's nothing you can really do at the moment. And then our dog comes out. Oh. Stop. And then he turns around and starts walking away. And then he starts coming toward me again and yells, stop. And he didn't. And he just walked right through it. So I pick up this, piece of trim, and I start swatting at him. Finally hit him while he's in the paint. And so then it runs off down the deck, this time, you know, not on the plastic, runs into the house. Alec, go get the dog before he gets on the carpet. So footprints everywhere. Yeah, blue, you know, all through the house. So I was, there was a little bit of time of repentance afterwards. But
is the dog still alive? That's what I was wanting to know. The dog didn't learn how to stay, right? Stay? No. Stay would have been good.
Mother, may I? The lights are still on.
We're good? Can we go now? All right. Father, we gathered this morning. We gathered this evening, Lord, to hear inspiration from you. And I'm so thankful for all those that are here, Lord, who have chosen to be Connect Group leaders and have a desire to see people understand that you need to be connected to God and connected to each other in order to have something that's valuable and to have something that's lasting. So I thank you for their willingness and their dedication to be here, Lord. And I pray that you would abundantly bless them for the time that they give away of their lives, Lord, that you would give it back 100-fold in blessing and honor, because you take good care of your kids, Lord, and you honor those that honor you. So, Lord, we ask that there would be a huge blessing upon all gathered here as we again hear and receive inspiration and impartation this evening, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. I want to start off by saying that we want to do something. I don't feel like we've served you guys very well in the small group department, which we've changed now to Connect Groups. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Connect to God, connect to people, connect to your calling. But We haven't serviced you super, super well, and I think some are going, hey, am I doing okay? Where am I at? And that. And one of the things we decided to do here, and we believe that the Connect groups are really a lifeline in our church. People need to be connected. If they're not connected, they just, you know, if they just come to church and don't get connected, nothing really lasts very long, or the lives don't really get changed very radically. And so we want to make sure that people get connected and feel like they belong someplace. And we want you to know how important and how special you are as well. And we want to help service you better, because if we can service you better, you can service all those that are in your Connect groups better. So what we decided to do was we decided to put Dan and Cassie as in charge of our Connect groups. And I have to say that in the time that we've spent here, going through a number of things, getting ready, and rethinking through how we're going to do all of this, they have done an absolutely incredible job. They have so many more ideas. They're just, I mean, ideas coming, thoughts and all of that. And Dan's, and Cassie are both masterful at, encouraging people and loving on people. And they've written tons of notes. Some of you have probably gotten notes, and they've written notes and encouraged people and really feel in their heart a thankfulness for you and the labor that you do, and have, as I said, a huge desire to make sure that we take care of you very, very well. And we've got some new ideas and some new things that we're going to be implementing this year. But I just want to say that we're excited to do better. We're excited, and we appreciate your inputs and your ideas, if you have any other thoughts for that as well. But we're very, very excited about, as we move forward here, and making some changes and wiggling in on exactly what does God want us to do here at Living Faith Fellowship, and excited to, it'll continue to morph, I'm sure. But we're excited to make it something that will be very life imparting and very, very, exciting. I love talking with Dan and Cassie because they have all this excitement about this. We could do this. And I mean, he told me, man, I just can't shut down. I keep thinking thoughts. I just keep thinking thoughts about all this. And when I go home, I think more thoughts. And whenever I just wish I could do this 24/7. And, they've been doing it quite a bit, in this last little bit, but as well as reaching out. And we're just thankful that we have him as a full-time minister here. And he's got a lot of funding in that that's allowed him to keep his mind just on the things of the kingdom of God. And that is really, really cool. And we're very, very excited about that. So without any further ado, let me introduce to you, as you all know, these great folks, and believe me, they are so excited, Dan and Cassie Fitzgerald! Give it up!
Well, thank you very much. We're humbled and blessed to get to serve in this capacity. Just crazy, crazy awesome. I guess one of the first things I wanted to do is just say, why Connect groups? Some of you probably like it. Some of you are probably like, really? Connect groups? Because we want vision at the forefront is the short answer of that. When we say small groups, it's very encompassing, and we can say a lot about, you know, like, well, a small group is, it's a broader generalization. But in our pastor's heart, the vision is connect with God, connect with your church. People, sorry, we've changed this a couple times. Connect with your calling.
We put people in the church and community so that...
Right. So we're putting vision at the forefront, and the vision is connection. And so we want to make that what's happening there. We want that to be a part of having that happen in your groups. And really our heart's desire in all of this is just to serve you the very best that we possibly can. And so when Pastor Phil says, we really desire your feedback, we very, very, very much desire your feedback. As a matter of fact, in just a second, Cassie's going to ask you for some feedback on the rally and how everything went there. Actually, probably just right now, we'll jump straight into that administrative stuff on your small group and what's happening there. So, and I'd love to hear your feedback also on those items too.
Cool. Well, first of all, I do apologize about the last minute change with the rally. I know some of you may have put a lot of effort into preparing for it. We do apologize for the last minute change. It was, our fault in not pressing in earlier to just find out, is this really what we want to do? And I think what we decided is the old system of the rally has the potential of being a little chaotic and confusing for a new person coming in, not understanding why all these tables are set up. And actually, we had a gal come over to sign up at the college group table, and she actually fit into the young marrieds category. And it was nice because Sarah was, rather than saying, oh, I think there's a table somewhere over there, it was the next table over, and she could help her get facilitate her to get connected right there. So it does have some, you know, obviously everything has pros and cons, but anyways, we do apologize for those who put a lot of effort into it. I understand how difficult it would be for me if I put a lot of effort into it, and not knowing ahead of time. So thank you for your graciousness and your understanding. Is there any feedback from it?
Great, you liked it. If I could tell, if there was any like number one feedback item, it was that the Connect leaders really weren't thrilled about the rally, and because there's just so much happening after service, and so the idea in our pastor's heart was to just bless you to make it something that worked better for you.
And plus, if you're there and someone's coming over to look at your table, and it's just you and them one on one, and they look down there and they read your description and look, there's this awkwardness like, no, I'm not going to choose you. I'm going to pass on. I think I'll pass on you. I mean, it's just really difficult. The person feels awkward. You feel awkward. It's like, hey, oh, you know, hey. So we wanted it to make it less awkward and more, you can still rally and talk to people and get them involved, but you don't have this awkwardness of just, you know, eye to eye contact, and then they didn't write anything down, or maybe they wrote their name down, weren't going to come anyway because they just felt they should. So that was one of the reasons why we did that. So we could look at a number of things we could help facilitate. We got, you're going to talk about facilitators too as we move along? Okay, great.
Feedback.
I just thought it was nice for people who wouldn't have to look at a directory to figure out, oh, there's five different groups that I could be in, and then have to follow all through, wind through the whole building here to try to figure out, oh, there's one that was started with a B, and there was a J something, I don't know, somebody, and try to figure out where those were to actually meet those people. If they were they can identify most with their age group, so to have those signs up, and they go, oh, well, then at least I'll go over there and I can see what, you know, and then go, wow, there's eight different groups for young marrieds or whatever, you know. So I think it was easier for the guests or the new people to figure out what to do.
That's fantastic. Yeah, right there.
We'll split.
Was there a directory published? I might have just missed it, so there wasn't. Okay. I do have another. My group isn't necessarily that self-explanatory, so it might have been good to have kind of a little, I didn't even think of bringing in a little sheet that says what it is. So if people could read about it, I mean, I got all my old regulars back plus one, so I'm not disappointed at all. But I don't think new people would have known what it was at all. So having an explanation of the Connect groups could be helpful.
Absolutely. Ultimately, we would have wanted to have the directories done, but we were just not on the ball quick enough to get those out. If we were to do it again, we'd probably put the blurb of the description underneath the name, so at least there's, because a lot of them, you walk up and you're like, what does I Found Freedom mean? You know.
The other thing is that all of them are available online. If you go online, you can see them all. So a lot of people will go online and take a look, and so we're trying to direct people to online and getting away from more. If we can get away from paper and get online, most people are there. And then they can sign up there, they can look at the description there, they can see everything about it online. And so we'll try to do a better job of letting them know, hey, visit it online as well. But we do want to have some sort of, people just are a paper generation too still. They like to look at a few things. But it is all online, and so you can look at all the things there. So we'll try to direct people that way.
Maybe as we go, I could jump in with one thing real quick. Part of why we did a rally in any format at all is just because we didn't feel like we had a real viable replacement there. And so I wanted to let you know what is coming. I should move so you're not all straining. We're going to put together a facilitators team, and I'm going to ask at some point if you'd like to be a part of that. But basically what that is that's a group of people who know all the small groups, all the Connect groups, their leaders, and their focus, their description, where they're meeting times. We're just going to have a once a semester meeting to really get that into the facilitators. And their job every Sunday is then going to be purposefully making those connections with people that go, oh my gosh, Nance, that's the group. That's it. That's for you. Let me introduce her to you. So that's one layer. The second is the videos that you saw. How many of you, I thought that was fantastic. I love that little video with Bryce and Stacy, and we got to laugh at ourselves a little bit and also put the word out there about, and we're going to spotlight different areas of ministry by doing something like that. So there's another layer there in place. The internet, we've got a layer there for that. Something else?
The best way that people get connected is when someone facilitates and gets them involved. So we'll be having facilitators, as Dan talked about, which is we're really excited. Most people, when they sign up, get signed up because someone tells them, hey, do you know that we have? And then you try to connect them everywhere around. So throughout all of the year, not just that one time, but it'll be throughout the whole year, there'll be people who will be looking for folks who need to get connected. And they're going to try to be the facilitators to get them connected. And so we'll talk about all the different things, all the different areas, and tell them, and then try to say, you know, you do what, and what? Okay, well, there's this, this, and this over here. And try to kind of figure out, okay, I get married and young marrieds and have three kids, so trying to figure out a group that has more with kids and younger marrieds. And so we can help facilitate it better that way, because they're going in there blind. And a lot of us kind of already know, we'll get them online, hey, it's all online, go take a look. That we don't really need all of that. But all the new people, they need someone to kind of connect them in that direction. So we'll use facilitators as our number one way of getting them connected in there.
And another layer is we're going to have a station in our lobby. And we're not exactly sure what that will look like, but a place that a facilitator or anyone could bring someone to and say, hey, here's a spot, here's that group, this is what they're about. And just so... we want multiple layers of connection, multiple ways of saying, hey, connect groups are important to us, and having a place for you to connect is very important to us. So.
I think another thing that would be really helpful in that regard is to have a friend. You know, like when you have somebody coming into school and you have a buddy that takes you somewhere, like somebody from that connect group that says, I'm going to pick you up, or, you know, why don't we meet here, or something like that. Because then there's this person you can talk to. You don't just show up.
The buddy system. Sorry. It's a great idea. Sorry, just to bring it to the buddy system made me laugh. That's really funny. All right. Yeah, kindergarten. Everyone hold hands. All right. Great. Well, I think the rally, I think... you know, compared to where we were, I think it was a huge success. I'm really grateful for it. And I went through sign-ups. I tell you what, the older side of our congregation, the families and on, you guys just sign up great. I know the relationships are a long time established, but I went over there before church started and went, oh my gosh, we should just set tables out. We don't need to do anything more than this. It was phenomenal. So what's next on there, hon?
Would you mind helping to pass out those... Oh, yeah. So we're going to pass around one more administrative things real quick. Those that may have signed up at the rally or those who are just currently attending that you know, we want to do a little bit of a better job of trying to keep a good idea of who's in connect groups throughout our church so that we can do a better job of making sure we can facilitate getting people into those groups. So maybe we just have assumed that Susie Q for years has been a part of this group, but really she's not connected anywhere. Then we can help facilitate her to be a part of a group, or maybe we find out where the need is or where an interest is and help get groups established so that people can get connected. And so we're going to work on trying to make sure that these things stay up to date. But if you could help right now by just letting us know who's a part of your connect group, and if they've come just once this year, or if they're coming or they've signed up at the rally, that would be fantastic.
All right, as we go through this, another thing that we've got going, all of you should have received this. If you didn't receive an email, I'd love to know. But we're doing Pew to You, which is kind of a funny name, but it's Church Pew to You. And you should have got it with a little explanation. I just wanted to explain it here. How many of you got that? You know you got it. Raise your hand. Fantastic. So part of what's in the vision and purpose of Connect Groups is to be able to equip you with things that you can use. And in particular, I love to be able to speak what pastors have sought for us as a congregation. And so if your group lends itself to that, we want to strongly consider you to use message material where you can, so we're flowing as a body in that same vein in the Spirit. And Pastor Phil is bringing some awesome stuff, and he's asking some phenomenal questions of himself and then answering them from the pulpit. And they're great questions to ask your connect groups. And so what we're trying to do is to give you a brief summary of that and then some facilitated questions that you can choose to use or not use in your group as a way of primers for discussion. And it isn't meant to be something like, hey, use it exactly like this, but use it as a springboard if you would like to help guide some discussion for your group as we all kind of travel through this same theme in the Spirit, using what Pastor Phyllis taught us for. His message is, man, so good, so phenomenal, and so worth taking and bringing to our groups and facilitating discussion that way. So what's going to happen with that is every Sunday after the service, that's going to arrive in your inbox. Now, I know some of you, that's not going to work out real great, and so that's also going to post to a forum that we'll give you access to. And you can go there in case it gets lost. And eventually what will happen is we'll have this kind of log, progressive log of what's happened in our church and in our house, where you can go back and refer to questions. You know, like, oh, last week it was that and that and that and that. And it's a great reminder. And then also that's going to link to the videos once they're posted of Pastor Phil's teaching. So if your group is happening Sunday after church, this is phenomenal, because you're thinking, I got to get a meal together and figure out what we're talking about, because we all live full schedules, right? Well, this, you've got something that you can use as a springboard for. Or if you're later in the week, Thursday, you've got some time to really process that stuff and link it with what he said and make it even better than what it is coming out of there Sunday. And so we just want to use it as a tool for you to go, awesome. Let's go at this with our pastor's vision and help facilitate this discussion. So the feedback we've got on that so far has been fantastic, except we spelled stay stray.
That's my fault. Sorry, we literally do it from the pew. And so there may be some spelling errors because I do it from my phone. I'm going to get an iPad soon, hopefully, and then it'll be a little easier. But I do it from the pew. So if there are spelling errors, please forgive us. That was a big spelling error, though.
Yeah, it literally is pew to you. We don't go home and think about it. We try to get it in your hands as fast as possible. And so one of the questions was, like, describe a time where you stayed in the things of God at the risk of embarrassment, and instead it came out strayed.
Which works either way. Daniel put
that's
that
actually
out.
Some of the feedback we got for Daniel. It's like, it worked, actually. It worked, so... Anyway, God is for pew to you, I can tell already. He's just anointing it. So we're excited about that. We're excited for the links there. Also, just for this meeting, this is going to be a once-a-semester meeting. And part of that is to be a blessing to you. We know, as a young family, what it takes to find babysitters and make a commitment to come in. And so for being here tonight, I just want to say thank you again very, very much for making that happen. That's awesome. And then we're going to send you video links to ongoing trainings. And those will also post to that forum. And you'll be able to go there, and they're going to be very quick, very straightforward. And some of it will be just housekeeping, keeping you up to date. And some of it will be like, hey, here's a suggestion, or here's something the Lord's put on our heart. Or maybe it just might be encouragement. But they're going to be short, and they're going to be right where you're at, so you can see them there without having to find childcare or anything like that. And then we'll come back in here once a semester for a meeting like this and just release you guys to be out doing what you do.
I'm really excited about that. Does anybody that cannot watch a video online, that doesn't have access to get to it? John can't push the button right now, but hopefully his wife can push the button.
The pen in your mouth.
But we're very excited to have a 5-minute quick little fun little deal we're not talking about great quality. We might even just do it off our phone and just go and, hey, blah, 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 and send it to you with a few ideas and a few thoughts rather than having to gather together. It does mean this. You do need to look at them. You need to look at them and then click us and let us know, hey, I saw it. All right. We'll have some way of doing that where you'll look at them and then you'll click us a little email saying, done, did it, and that. Is that fine with everybody? Is everybody cool with that? All right. So I think we can make them fun. We'll do some little role playing. I mean, we can do a number of really fun things that will be very short. They'll be short little snippets. Maybe take you 2 to 5 minutes just to watch whatever we're going to put together there that week or that couple of weeks.
One of the other things that we would like to do is have some kind of a online video resource library where we have different videos that cover different topics. I realize that at one of these big meetings, it's hard to cover material that would apply to each and every different type of a Connect group. And so we want to have some kind of a resource library online where it'll cover how to lead a co-ed Bible study or how do I lead an interest group or a book-based group and some different things that'll apply to the different types of categories that we have. And so as we go, if you have any input or thoughts as far as this would be a really great tool or this would be a great training, please let us know and we can try to serve you in that way and come up with some material that'll just be available on the church website as a resource for you.
Who did not get it? Did anybody not get it? Okay. Do we not have your email then? We said at the very bottom, did not tell you, so I guess that worked out pretty good.
You're still at Jer Bear Cares, right? That's right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. But everybody else got one? Everybody else got it? Okay, great.
So what Cassie said, I just wanted to expand on that just a little bit. A lot of the trainings are going to be very broad strokes, like tonight. It's going to be very broad strokes. But what we want to do is develop this whole library of a training, like to have someone like Aaron Schluter or Trent Getz, you name it, come in and give a training on married ministry or leading a young professionals group or if you're going to do a focus on an interest group, you know, like pull in different interest groups that are doing things because they're so varied from prayer to business to games, to come in and do that so that we have an online catalog that you can go, well, how do they do it, you know? And you can go over there and click on that and go, oh, my gosh, well, that makes total sense. And so we'll be developing that with time. And so if you're a person who's like, you know what, I'd really love to do that, would you talk to us? Otherwise, we're going to be hunting you down and making you do it. So that'd be... Because you have so much to give away. So phenomenal. It's extremely humbling to stand here because I know that so many of you have so many years of experience doing what you're doing. And we're just excited to help you be released to do it with the anointing of God and wind in your sails. So, facilitators. As we describe facilitators, these are people once a semester, we're going to go, hey, these are our connect groups. These are who leading them. We'll do a quick training and equipping on that. And then release you to be in that role. I know so many of you are already doing that informally, but and we recognize you and are probably going to hunt you down too and say, would you please be a part of this formally? Because we want to make sure formalizing it in some way says it's happening. And really connecting people is important enough to us that we want to make that formal. But if you'd like to be a part of that, would you just raise your hand real quick and I would write you down. Amy, we already thought of you, but we will write you down anyway. Trent, thank you. Honey, can you do this for me? Because my stand is rotating. Anyone else? Hand up high. Amy, Trent, Dave. Thank you, Carol. Great. Tony, you definitely came up many, many, many times. Yeah. So that's awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, great. Now I think that's it. Is there anything else I should cover before we move on? Okay, great. Except putting my pen cap on. So facilitators crew. Oh, I can't even tell you how excited I am for this. I think there's a lot of people. Sunday mornings really right now is in large part our largest evangelistic meeting. More people come through those doors. And we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to bridge those connections with them. And for so many of you, that's your heart burden. So the Lord laid this on my heart and I'll tell you where I'm going with it now, so there's no surprises, which hopefully doesn't make this boring. But I think at some point all of us feel this way, and it's just the truth of leading something, and it's easy to feel discouraged. As soon as you say, "Hey, I'll do this for the kingdom," the enemy's going to go, "Oh yeah, really? You know, shoot." So he's going to do that, and we're all going to face this. And I found this in scripture, and the Lord just hit me with it saying, this is fantastic. I wrote this in here for connect group leaders, people leading small groups of people. And the scripture is John chapter 21. And we're just going to wade through this just a little bit. It says, the background, of course, is Jesus is raised from the dead. He's appeared to the ladies at the tomb. He's appeared to his disciples a few times. And it looks like, you know, like there's hope again in all this, that Jesus did what he's promised he would do. Guess where? I think we're going to get out of here early, just so you know. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way, he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." So it's a small group. It's the most powerful small group, connect group, to ever grace this planet with their presence, but it's a small group, right? They're phenomenal. And Peter being Peter, Jesus says, upon this rock I'll build my church, is kind of the unnominated slash nominated leader, right? And Peter's a little discouraged. It's great because Jesus has come back and they're like, he's not dead. Well, he's dead, but he's alive, right? And they're trying to figure all this out, but he's still gone through this process where he denied him three times. And so in my extrapolation of this, I would think that Peter's probably dealing with a few things still. It's not enough just to see him back, but there's still some processing going on. And I'd imagine a little bit of discouragement, a little bit of processing. And so in all of this, Peter returns to something familiar. One is they're hungry, and so this is how they're going to get their food. But also it's a return to his calling. He says, I'm going fishing. And man, I just really felt that way a lot of times leading small groups. You just go, I don't know how to figure this out. I don't know how to fix their problem. I don't know how to get more people to come. I don't know what's next. I just don't know. I don't know that I feel real excited about doing what I'm doing anymore. And the last time, you know, you just process all this stuff. And Peter's probably in that place. He goes, gosh, this guy showed up with all this vision, all this passion. He's healing the sick. He's raising the dead. We're doing some of the same stuff. And now he's here and then gone and here and gone and here and gone. And I'm like, I don't know what the future holds. And I can't figure it out. So I'm going fishing. And you guys are leaders and you're people of influence. And so as Peter says, I'm going fishing, so his friends say, okay, we'll go fishing too. So they all head out into a boat, right? And that happens that way. You know, for me, I think I probably default back to what's natural for me. I need some me time. You know, maybe that was Peter's equivalent of going fishing. Or I like to do things. So I'll just introvert and kind of cave into myself and take on some projects. Our friends go with us in that stuff. If we're going to influence people, they're going to come with us too. And that's the blessing and curse of being someone like you guys are, people of influence, is that whether you're influencing in a positive way or you're influencing in a negative way, you'll always be influencing. And the people are going to be going up and down with you in it. And Peter says, I'm going fishing. And I bet there's a lot of guys in the room who probably go, I'm going fishing, you know, or I'm going hunting or I'm going sleeping or something. But we just have this desire when things don't quite make sense to want to do something to relieve that. And oftentimes we head back to something familiar. I'm going fishing. They said to him, we are going fishing with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat. And that night they caught nothing. I love that the professionals still catch nothing. That makes me really happy. But also, it's just so true. You know, you're like, gosh, I just need me time. So you pull into yourself, and what happens is nothing. Like, it's no better after than before. I caught nothing. I got skunked. Dang it. You know, I caught nothing. And I think we all can relate with that, too. When we introvert into that, when we go back to what's familiar, ultimately it doesn't meet the need. But when the morning had now come, Jesus, my hero, stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Then Jesus said, children, or I love children, do you have any food? Nope. I love it. It's like God saying, hey, did it work for you? No, they said to him. And Jesus says something familiar. Remember it? Scripture tells us that the sheep will know their shepherd's voice. So Jesus says this, like he said to them when he first called some of them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. And I can hear the bells going off in Peter's head. He goes, cast the net on me. I've heard this before. And they go, and it's kind of like Jesus to do this. And so they do. So they cast the net. And they're able to draw it. They weren't able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. And right away, I think they're all going, I think I know who this is. We got skunked all night long. This guy shows up, says what he said to us before, and everything's going great. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord! Yep, it is. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment. Only Peter puts his clothes on to go swimming, but he did. For he had removed it and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they weren't as dumb as Peter. For they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits. I don't think Peter's dumb. I think what Peter did is Peter has unfinished business with Jesus. And even though it's a meeting he's maybe not excited for on some level, he knows the voice of his shepherd. And he's not going to wait to row a boat in with a whole bunch of fish. He's like, the heck with the fish. I'm not even hungry anymore. I just want to get to Jesus. And I love that about Peter. The other disciples came in the little boat, for they're not far from the land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid on it and bread. Which is funny, because Jesus didn't even need the fish that he told them to catch. He just had fish. Jesus doesn't get skunked. And bread. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to the land full of large fish, 153. And although there was so many, the net was not broken. Fruitfulness. I think a lot of us long for that. Fruitfulness. Success, which is a really difficult thing to define. And for me, in my experience, it's just been obedience. If I obey him, that's success. But fruitfulness. Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. I really like this. There's a lot that needs to be done in the kingdom. And God tells us, pray to the Lord of the harvest, ask him to send laborers into the harvest. And Jesus knew that these people would rewrite all of history. That on the backs of these men of God, there was such fruitfulness, such potential. He foreknew all of that. But as he restores them in relationship with him, the first thing he does isn't to sit down with them and say, hey, look, why are you fishing? Seriously? I said, come and follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Now, I know I talk in parables, but I thought you were getting this by now, right? Why are you fishing? He doesn't beat them up for feeling the way they feel. He understands the emotions that his leaders are engaged in. And he engages them at the same place. He doesn't say, I expected more of you. He didn't say, I thought better of you. He set a table out there and he said, come and eat with me. He met a very present need. One, hungry because they didn't catch anything. Two, relationship. And that's his primary thing and your number one job description. And all of you know this, but it's important to say it from this context because Jesus said it to his leaders and his influencers. He said, the number one thing with me is not your productivity. It's not the way that you're doing for me. It's that you and I have intimacy together. Your number one job description, my number one job description, all of ours, is intimacy, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so he calls them to shore in the midst of doing what he called them from in the first place. And instead of a browbeating, he gives them food to eat and relationship with him. And I love that. I love that. And I think for many of us, that's just a powerful, powerful thing. And from a humble place, if I could just exhort all of us to say, if we're hurting at all, if we're processing this, and we probably are because we're leaders, then we need to scan the shoreline of our lives. And we need to look for where Jesus is. And we need to listen for his voice because we are his sheep. And we know his voice. And we know the voice of our shepherd. And the enemy will try to deceive us, will try to get us to quit. There's so many more ways to quit than just stopping doing. I can quit way before I physically stop showing up. And that's what the enemy will do to us. He'll so disengage us, so lie to us, so deceive us, that we won't even show up in the spirit, although we may be there in person. And Jesus is on the shoreline of our lives, and he's saying, cast the net on the other side. I have refreshing for you. I have a miracle just around the corner. Do you hear me? Do you recognize me? It's the same voice I first called you with. Will you respond to it? And maybe like Peter, you jump in fully clothed, put your clothes back on to get in and swim to him. Maybe you row the boat to the shore. But his call isn't to bring you there to go, why haven't you been doing a better job? He's calling you to come and have relationship with him. Because full vessels pour out of the blessing of God into other people's lives. And his concern is that we are full of him first and foremost, so that what we give away to those that he's called us to shepherd is his presence and his love, his countenance, so that when they walk into your home, they feel, oh, before you even engage them in anything, because they know that you've been with the Lord. And then Jesus deals with Peter on the issue. He says to him, Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said to him, and this is the restoration, and all of you know this, he denied him three times. He calls him back to him three times to confess, yes, I do. And he says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said to him, feed my lambs. And he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said to him, tend my sheep. And he said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said it to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things, and you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Jesus doesn't say, lead a better Bible study. He doesn't say, try harder. He doesn't say, come up with better illustrations. He restores Peter in relationship. He takes care of Peter's needs. He fills Peter up. And then he tells Peter, now give that away. Give away of that. Take care of my sheep. You're now in a place that is healthy to give away to the people that I've called you to minister to. Feed my sheep. I love that. Hey, the browbeating doesn't even start once he's restored, although he sure could have. I love, you know, Pastor Phil's message this Sunday going, you know, like, happiness is really a response to a God that we really should fear in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of them, you know, they say right here that they wouldn't even acknowledge who it was, even though they knew it was the Lord, because there's fear there. There's accountability there. But Jesus responds to his shepherd by saying, now that you're full, now you shepherd my sheep. I think that the ministry of Connect Groups is really our pastor's arms extended, and by extension, God's arms extended to the people in this congregation, in this house, and in our community. And God's call to us isn't just to have great meetings. The idea of this time isn't to equip you with strategies to have a better meeting in your home, although we'd love to help with that. But many of you are way better at that than we are. The message that Jesus has for us is shepherd them, love them, pour your life and my love into them as I have filled you as a vessel. And I think that that is just absolutely magnificently profound. Because some of you, the enemy has lied to you and said, I'm not as good at this as this person. Or I don't have as many people coming as this person. But that doesn't matter. What matters is that with what God has given you, you're being a faithful steward and shepherding his flock. And that's the power of the release of a leader who's filled in the things of God. So my prayer for each of us, and that's it, and we are early, like I said, yes, is that we would be full vessels. And to recognize just the obvious needs that we all have as human beings, that some of us just want to go fishing. And we need something to believe in. And a better rally isn't it. Or more ways isn't it. Although that's helpful. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on him. Let him refresh us. Let him wash us. Let him fill us. That's enough. That's more than enough to believe in and pour out into the people that God has given us. And so my prayer is that he would just dump into each one of us all that he is and be absolutely, totally satiated with his presence. Oh, cool. Thank you. You know, I don't know if Beezy's here tonight. That's not what this is, by the way. Good, then I can talk about her. I was praying for Beezy, and she has her prayer shawl ministry. And she gets together, and right now it's one other person and her, and they knit these prayer shawls as they pray and believe God for something miraculous. And a lot of us are meeting needs in probably what feels like a more tangible way, but I just wanted to applaud her and I wish she was here for it, and I'll say it to her, and I have already said it to her. But I think that's that kind of thing that just makes God so stinking happy. He goes, you're going to sit and knit and pray and believe for the miraculous, that I'm going to meet people that way. And that's what you are doing. And we want to partner with you in the spirit in that, is to believe for the miraculous. You know, you're not knitting a prayer shawl, but you're making a meal for Aaron's wife, 48 people, you know, or what, however many show up. You just go, that's a lot of knitting, you know. It's incredible. And you're believing for the miraculous as you're meeting people's needs. And that's fantastic. So thank you. Thank you all so very, very much. I'd love to have... I'm not sure I understand, actually. Key person from each category. Oh, yeah, great. Thank you. Aaron's got an announcement. Thank you guys very much. I know that's really broad strokes, and it isn't like a, hey, just do this and everything will be better, but you're doing an awesome job, and I just love how Jesus goes, hey, look, I got a small group right here. Check this out, and this is how I took care of them. So thank you.
Thanks, Dan. I just wanted to mention Carpenter Series to this group real quick. I know we sent out an email kind of letting everybody know it's starting up, and if you could, as Connect group leaders, think through the people who are attending your group. And if you have people in your group who have never taken the Carpenter Series, this is a perfect opportunity for them. Or never finished it. We have a number of community folks who maybe have started, have been doing it on an individual basis, or had went through some in the past but never quite got it done. This would be a great time. Let's encourage them to enroll. And, you know, it's never going to be easier than this, because they're going to just show up on Sunday morning and get the teaching. And so... if you could think through and personally talk to each of those, you know, whether it couples or individuals or in your group, that and give them a personal invite to enroll, and just encourage them that they should enroll, and that way they'll be assigned to a TA group, and they'll be able to go through all of the teachings and have people to talk through it with and answer questions and things like that. And so if you could do that, think through the folks in your group. If you could personally invite them, that would be great. And then if you know of people who maybe they haven't been attending for a while, they haven't had any association with them, they're brand new at our church, this is a great opportunity for them as well. And so the difference between enrolling and just attending, okay? So if you enroll, everybody who attends can have notes and take notes and get all of the information, okay? If you enroll, we're going to put you into a group, and you're going to have a teaching assistant, a TA, okay? And most of you are probably familiar with that type of a process. And after the service, we'll have the TAs meet with their group. And at that point, those students will turn in their response to truth form to those TAs. The TAs will answer any questions in that group. You know, they'll be meeting in various locations here probably for 10 or 15 minutes or so. It'll be a brief meeting. And after that, if there are additional questions or things like that, the TAs will be able to address those with those individual students. Okay, so the primary difference between just attending and enrolling is the being assigned a TA. Okay, if someone does want to be a member of our church, we would like them to enroll, and so that would be ideal. So I know there's probably a few questions out here. Trent, did I answer your question? Okay. Yes, great question. Okay, the question was if the people who are enrolling, if they have children in nursery or children's church, what's going to happen during that TA meeting? Because that would be longer than the normal nursery. And so what we're going to work that through kind of on an individual basis and see how many children we're actually need to make arrangements for. Because we'll have some of our TAs will have be in that situation as well. And so, yes, there will be childcare. We will make it happen, but I can't tell you for sure how exactly that's going to work at this point because we don't know who those kids are yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there another question over here? Okay. Okay. Was there any other questions regarding that? And in terms of enrolling, we don't necessarily have a deadline. We're going to start teaching on this Sunday, the 16th, and if somebody comes up and wants to enroll, yeah, we'll take you. We'll get you made up with things that you missed. It's not really a problem. So.
Notes be at the back if you want to.
Yeah, what'll happen, and hopefully it'll be obvious when you come in, but if you are just attending and you want to grab a copy of the notes, we'll have them in the, we'll have a registration table, that will be, you know, giving some instructions as far as if you're attending here, you can take these notes and, you know, come and grab them. We'll probably have ushers hand them out because oftentimes people will miss them on the way in. And then. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. Okay. Any other questions? Great. Thank you.
All right. I can't think of a more powerful thing to get to. We'll still do Pew to You off of that. I've been TA and Carpenter series many, many times, and I can't think of more powerful material to take people through. I've been through it so many times, every time I'm like, oh, jeez. How did I forget that? You know, like, it's incredibly powerful. Maybe we'll wrap it up. Just real quick, just one thing. I was thinking about this today. Cass and I led a college care group before we ever were even married. It was awkward. We said goodbye to people, and then I went home. It's really strange. The worst mistake I ever made as a small group leader, connect group leader, it's tough to quantify, but I was just thinking about this. And I walked in one time, you know how when girls are kind of like helping each other, they kind of cuddle together, and they're sitting on a couch. And I was just full of life and excited and thought everyone else should be too, and really insensitive. And I said, what's the matter? Did somebody die? And they go, yes. And I went, I am so sorry. And I can't take those words back. So I get to train all of the... I've done lots of dumb stuff. I tell all the College Connect leaders, everything that I can tell you about as helpful is because I probably did it wrong at some point. But, my gosh. But I believe in small groups. And I believe in the connection that God has, the community. Yeah, as we gather together as a community. Lord, I thank you that you are our sole sufficient one, Lord, that you hold all things. And God, that you've made a way for each one of us to have a relationship with you that fills us in such a way that we can give away of a genuine, authentic relationship with you to those that you've called us to minister to. I thank you, Lord, that you're more concerned with us than you are with the output that we can give, Lord, because you could tell us to just throw a net on one side and we'll bring in more than we could have imagined. God, I thank you so much for each leader here, and I ask that you would strengthen them and encourage them, that they would hear your voice so very clearly as they seek you for whatever the need of their spirit, heart, mind, their whole being is, Father. Bless them and their groups, Father. Let your Holy Spirit come and minister in each situation uniquely as they have need, in your name. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming. I hope there's something that you can take away from this. If nothing else, just be encouraged that you're a part of an incredible ministry. Yes, please. There's actually a basket at the back too if you get missed. So, thank you so much.